Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Sarah Grubbs is a Canadian-born American who currently lives in Honolulu with her husband of 3 years, Justin Grubbs. She was raised in a small farming community in Whatcom County that hugs the borders of Washington and British Columbia. Her parents are displaced Midwesterners who have lived their last 30-plus years in the Pacific Northwest as pastors, ministry leaders, and entrepreneurs. She's raised as one of five pastor's kids. She has a strong dedication to the church and a passion for community. You'll hear all of that as she speaks. These things are that which emanate out of people because it comes from deep within. Her life has been changed, touched by the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. There is, dear friend, always hope in Jesus. No matter what it is you're facing, no matter how tough things might be, no matter how hopeless you may feel or desperate it might be right now. If you come to Christ, things can change. Things will change. You will change from the inside out. Sometimes things don't change automatically around us, but because we change on the inside, not change ourselves, but the Lord himself changes us. Yes, he who died on the cross for our sins, who shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, he who was buried and rose again from the grave, the living Christ touches people, moves people, changes people today. Would you come just as you are? And open your heart to Jesus. He is calling you. Sarah is the director of enrollment management at New Hope Christian College. Sarah Grubbs attended New Hope Christian College and graduated with her associate's degree in Christian ministry. She's also scheduled to graduate with her bachelor's degree this semester. She enjoys helping her friend Mel Bao with her new store, Via Gelato, on the weekends, while also taking time, of course, to go on hikes or long paddles with her husband, Justin, and their friends. Sarah, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Well, I mentioned Whatcom County, but tell us more. Where did you grow up and what was it like?
Whatcom County is a beautiful area, tucked in the corner, the most northwest part of the United States. It is one of the leading producers of raspberries. Mm. We have berry fields scattered all over the area. I grew up in many different areas within Whatcom County, in Ferndale, which has a lot of Native Americans, and then also in Blaine, which is right next to the water. And then I spent the remaining part of my years in Linden, Washington, which is a very small Dutch conservative Christian town that really embraced us, even though we were Irish and from the Midwest. And I just really loved growing up there. It was peaceful. It's a beautiful place to raise a family. People really embraced us. I was a part of the community in a great way, serving at a cafe. I was able to play sports there. Just everything was so beautiful. You have this picture of the Canadian Rockies. You have all these berry fields, and then you have this beautiful, beautiful ocean, and you have all the turning colors of the seasons, and it's just this most inspiring area of the Northwest.
What smells do you remember most?
I would say the most potent, most perfume smell is in the summertime when the cornfields are being sprayed with manure. It was kind of the downside, especially our house was right on the backside of a of a cornfield. And so you could just tell, you could see the manure trucks coming in and spraying them. And, you know, for 2 weeks, you just prayed for rain to die down that smell. Other than that, the beautiful smell of roses coming in
helped cover that.
Yeah, it's a little bit better. Yeah. You know, farming comes with its woes, but that's okay. Yes.
Well, there's a life lesson there.
Yeah.
You know, to get the smell of roses... Sometimes, well, not sometimes, oftentimes, yeah. or maybe all the time, mm-hmm. you've got to go through some other smells. Potent is a good word mm-hmm. that you use. Who influenced you most, Sarah?
I was really blessed to have so many people in my life. I didn't grow up with my grandparents nearby. Neither of my aunts and uncles really lived close to us because we moved to the Northwest. So I grew up with my best friend's family. My dads were pastors. And I just remember they tell us that we were friends at about the age of two. And she still tells me, my friend Jenny Colacratio, that I used to hum in her crib with her when we were taking naps. And she used to wake up and complain and call her mom. And I goes, Mom, tell Sarah to be quiet. Stop humming. Mm-hmm. And she still holds it against me. But that family meant so much to me. It was this large Italian family. And they just took me in. They made sure I had grandparents and aunts and uncles and a second mom and dad. And they still, to this very day, just adore me and spend time with me. I had another really unique experience. When I moved to a different home when I was in elementary school, I had the privilege of learning how to horseback ride. And there's a farm right next to me. I actually was raised next to a buffalo farm, ironic as it was, and a horse barn. And so the sweet couple, Don and Billy Hunter, they took me in. They didn't have any daughters of their own, and I was probably only about 8 years old at the time, and he just spent time teaching me how to ride his beautiful quarter horse Classy, and he just taught me so much about responsibility, of taking care of a living being, of enjoying life, of discipline. You know, he would take me out to the arena and we'd pick up rocks so that Classy's hooves didn't crack. He taught me how to bond with Classy, how to make sure she was fed. You know, we used to go in and we would sneak her peanut butter sandwiches just to watch her try to get all the peanut butter off her tongue. And those were just some of the best days. And I realized that even though he was a busy man in the Border Patrol, he always made time for me. And he always made sure that I had something to connect with.
It sounds like an enchanted childhood there in the Pacific.
I mean, I did have siblings.
Pacific Northwest. Well, siblings keep us real, right?
Very real.
Very real. They keep us from getting, you know, too conceited. They keep us from getting beyond beyond ourselves. We all, I think, those things are, they ground us. Mm. But at the same time, the Lord doesn't want us to just, sometimes being grounded has its value, but if we get stuck in certain places because of people's expectations, we might miss what God is calling us to do. And sometimes it's through those moments where God stretches us, and you've experienced some moments of stretching. Mm-hmm. How did you become a Christian?
I always ask myself that question. I don't really know when the point was. I was raised in a very loving Christian home. With all of its trials, my dad was a pastor since I could remember, a landscaper on the side. But I always kind of was envious of people who had this moment when they knew they became a Christian, or they had this conversion moment where they had this horrible life and then Jesus touched them and they were changed.
How dramatic.
Yeah, how inspiring, how courageous, how gospel-like. And here I thought, well, you know, I went to Awana's, I memorized scripture, I went to Sunday school, I taught Sunday school, I went to Bible college. When at that point did I decide I was a Christian or not a Christian? But with that, as I've struggled with it, I realized that part of it was always a daily choice. In the beginning years, it was because I had a very strong role model. I remember waking up and my mother, she was always doing her devotions. And as dedicated as she was to us, that was her time. And we were to not interrupt it or sit on her lap. And that was my experience of seeing her make a personal decision. And then when I got older and I moved away and I went through difficult times, I really got to own it. You know, I saw things that I wrestled with that my parents believed that I wasn't sure that I believed, or things that they thought were right that I wasn't quite sure were right. And at that point, I made a decision. Did I want to be someone who loved Jesus? Did I understand who Jesus was? Did I know what being a Christian was like? And was there any room to ask questions? And I guess at that point, I started asking questions. And I think I'm still asking questions.
And I'm asking questions too, Sarah, so I'm with you. Okay, we can ask questions together. And then somehow, I think in that, the Lord, there's a delight. Mm. Because there's a searching. Mm-hmm. There's a yearning. There's a hungering. Hungering for growth. Hungering to develop. And I think there's a sparkle in the eyes of the Lord. As you've grown in your faith through the years, did you ever think that God would be using you the way that He is using you now? These are some of the questions I want to ask Sarah Grubbs, who is the Director of Enrollment Management at New Hope Christian College, an institution that God has raised up to raise leaders in the body of Christ, leaders who are highly trained through staff, professors, faculty, administrators that are top-notch. For a ministry that is going to touch the world for Christ, New Hope Christian College, Sarah Grubbs will be back to share more with us about how God has worked in her life. Hey, we all stretch sometimes, don't we? Isn't it good to stretch? Well, God has done some things in her life that I think we will be intrigued to hear. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So it's not always dramatic. It doesn't necessarily have to be dynamic. But it is transforming. And what I'm talking about is every single person who experiences Christ has a unique experience and very personal, because it's how God has embraced you right where you are. And you know what? It becomes your story. And there's no story like your story. And there's no person like you, and that's why the Lord created you the way that you are. And as you share what God has done in your life, God will use that in a way unique to you. I couldn't reach somebody, but you can. Our guest today, Sarah Grubbs, she can reach so many people that maybe you or I could not connect with, but she can. You see how it all works. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. Sarah Grubbs is our featured guest. She's the Director of Enrollment Management at New Hope Christian College. To find out more about New Hope Christian College, newhope.edu. That's newhope.edu. And to get this show in its entirety, maybe you're just tuning in right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the podcast for free. But as you listen to it, think of a friend or family member you can share it with. Sarah, we talked about stretching in life. What an amazing childhood upbringing. You had some great role models. You grew up in church, so much so you couldn't necessarily pinpoint when you accepted Christ. As you grew older, in your high school years, how did things develop in that season of your life?
Yeah, like I said, I grew up in a very predominant Christian community. And so I was one of hundreds of pastor's kids. So being a pastor's kid was not much of an anomaly, and you kind of got put into two categories. You were either a good pastor's kid or you were a bad one. And that was your role to choose. Which one did you want to have? And I don't think I really had much in me at that time to be a bad pastor's kid. And I was quite okay with being a good one. For most of my high school years, life kind of came easy to me. Grades were pretty easy. I was a part of the, you know, ASB. I played lots of sports. I played piano. I just really enjoyed life. I took French class. I had opportunity to travel to Europe. My older siblings were involved with Youth with a Mission. I was involved in youth ministry. And so things just weren't that difficult. And then things started to get more difficult. And I didn't know why, and I didn't understand, and it didn't really make any sense because I was doing everything the same. And so my senior year, I just started getting really sick, and I started feeling really fatigued and tired, and life just got to be so hard. I started gaining weight. I started being more confused. I had these horrible tremors in my hands, and so I started seeing doctors after doctor after doctor. And I think the tally came to about 15 doctors within 8 years or 8 months, and then about, 10 to 12 medications in one day. And then it even came to a point where I went to a naturopath, and he convinced me to carry a rock in my pocket to make sure that my energy was good. Anything that would make it stop, anything that would make it better, anything that would give me back to myself. That's what I really missed. Where did me go? I felt like I was walking around in this costume, and I didn't understand the sickly, uglier, heavier, sicker, just awful costume. And I tried to put on a good face, and I just didn't really know how to. So during those winter months, you know, we joke about seasonal depression in the Northwest and this gray, rainy Seattle. That was so true. How was I supposed to be happy when life was so awful? Why was God doing this to me? It just didn't make any sense. And I remember writing journal after journal, just, you know, God, why? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get? Did I do something wrong? I don't understand. So I was just very confused for most of my senior year, and I just kind of stopped living.
Was there some physiological connection to it? I mean, you were athletic. Mm-hmm. Was there?
You know, I didn't really think that there was, and the doctors never found anything. You know, they thought that maybe I even had a brain tumor, but, you know, scans showed nothing, and there had been rumor, and my sisters had talked to me and sat me down, and they had concerns. And I remember one time we were driving in the car in our, I think, Ford Aerostar van, and my dad looked at me, it was raining outside, and he just asked me, "Honey, are you anorexic?" And I was so hurt, and I just started crying, and I said, "Dad, how could you ever ask me that?" Because I thought that, you know, it was just some auntie in the church was giving me a hard time, or maybe someone was jealous of me, or someone didn't understand that I was athletic or that I was sick. And I didn't think till very recently I realized that maybe that's what was going on. And I didn't realize that all these factors, and that maybe I did have this disorder, and maybe there was something physically wrong with me, and maybe there was something mentally that I didn't understand was going on. And that took me a really long time to get to, and it wasn't until I was in college that I started kind of accepting where I was at.
Well, let's try to bridge the gap. I mean, you mm-hmm. spend a good deal of time and space, as you said, in college. Mm-hmm. So your senior year, you're going through this very unexpected yet tremorous time.
Mm-hmm.
And then college. So talk to us about college. And I mentioned it in the introduction about where you came to college, but share it from your side.
Sure, yeah. So small community, everybody knows you. Everybody knows what's going on. I was already confused, but imagine having, you know, thousands of people being confused for you. It really feels awful. I had friends that didn't know how to help me. I had community members that didn't really know how to treat me. And I just wanted to run away. And so I had mentioned earlier that my parents visited Hawaii and they went to New Hope Church and they saw the college and they came home with a pamphlet. I think it was in February of my senior year, and they said, "Why not Hawaii?" And I was like, "Why not? Things can't get much worse. I might as well try it. I'll go for a semester and we'll see how it turns out." And I did, and I came to Hawaii, and it wasn't necessarily a place of healing yet at that point, but it was a place that I could be broken. And I didn't have to see everybody else watch me be broken. It was kind of nice to have that autonomy.
Mm-hmm. What did it feel like to be in Hawaii?
Mm. Felt trapped. No, it's hard being on an island. But one
you
thing
have
I
island fever?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, it's a little rough.
You can only go around a few times.
Right,
right?
You know?
So many times.
The humidity isn't great for my hair. No, I just remember thinking every time I moved here and I moved back somewhere else, that God is different in Hawaii. That might sound kind of different, but He really is. There's a graciousness. There's a giving. There's an ease in which you're allowed to see the beauty of God in Hawaii, and the forgiveness and the presence that is a lot harder to feel in other areas, maybe other areas that have darker seasons, colder seasons. But God, He gives you this extra dose of grace and ability that you don't get to have, but because you wake up in kind of this warm environment where you get to see beauty every day, it was kind of like, life is hard right now, but here's something to make it easier. Here's a crutch. And so even though Hawaii is difficult to live in, it's trafficy, it's hot, it's expensive, God was so gracious and He was so present when I was here.
What has the journey been like thus far?
The journey has been very interesting. I like to plan, and it never works out like I want it to. I moved in 07. I left in 08. I went to counseling. It was great. And then I did Youth with a Mission, YWAM. And I went to Switzerland, and I lived there for 6 months. And then I went to Africa, and I was there for 2 months. And then I lived in Amsterdam for a month. And all these different times, I got to kind of heal in a different way. And I was trying to piece together what had happened to me and if it was going to happen again, and how to live this way. And then I moved back to Hawaii, and I finished my associate's degree.
Sarah, would you mind? Let's push the pause button a little bit and maybe slow things down. I was going to say slow down the tape, but what is the tape? I mean, that's like I'm dating myself when I say that. But let's slow it down a little bit. When you went to these different parts of the world, Africa, the Netherlands, Switzerland, what lessons did God teach you?
So one of the most beautiful things is when I went to Switzerland, I'd visited there before. My two older sisters had gone to Switzerland with YWAM. And I took French in high school. I was so excited. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. It rivals Hawaii in a whole nother way. And I got to do their discipleship training school. And at that point, I wouldn't say I was starting to get better. I had gone through counseling. I had realized I had an eating disorder. And I was learning to kind of live with that. I was learning to try to accept healing and accept that, you know, this was something genetically that was going to be hard for me to live with, and that this wasn't something that I did wrong, but this was just something that happened. This is something I needed to learn to live with and to understand, and to seek God in a different way. And so when I was there, I talked with so many people, and here I had given up on athletics. I had given up on soccer and tennis and all these sports I loved. And I decided to do a winter sports school, and I learned how to snowboard. So I traveled thousands of miles, and I spent lots of money, and I got on a plane, and I went to a mountain, praying and hoping that I would learn how to snowboard. And I did, and it was awesome. And here I was, 18, snowboarding the Swiss Alps with some of the best friends that I still have, with these incredible people from all over the world, and just having a blast. And, you know, talk about experience God's grace in the beauty of Hawaii. There's nothing like experiencing the grace on top of the Swiss Alps.
You know what you have? You have a gift, even as you describe it. And you have a way with words. There's an eloquence in the way that you communicate. But you have an expansive soul. Mm. And as you speak, you take us. God, through you, takes us and allows us to see greater vision. Greater growth and expansion because of the things that you have done. You are a hope giver. Makes perfect sense to me that you're at New Hope Christian College. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, oh, Sarah Grubbs, she's lived a lot of life in her years. She's young and vibrant. She's in a very strategic place, working with a school that is developing leaders, New Hope Christian College, but also bringing them in, putting them in the right place. When we come back, she'll share more of how God has put her in the right place. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club.
Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you listen to somebody and they just move you with the inspirational words that they share because of the places that they've been, and you think to yourself, wow, oh, if I wish, if only I could be like her, if only I could be like him, and go where they've gone. But you know what? You can go too. There's opportunities for you. Hey, there are ways to do it. If you would pray, God will open up a door. God may surprise you. You can go too. Opportunities for growth abound. And God has a special place for you, just like He did Sarah Grubbs. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's good to have you with us today. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. We've got this program for you and other resources available for free. And you can find out more about Sarah and New Hope Christian College. You know, Sarah's the Director of Enrollment Management. So if you're interested about being part of the school, she's like a gatekeeper. You've got to talk to her. You've got to get to know her. But you know what? You're in good hands, Sarah Grubbs. Find out more at newhope.edu. Sarah, before our break, we talked about your expansive soul, your spirit. You've been to Hawaii. You've been here, then you left, and you came back. If I recall, during one of our breaks, you mentioned to me it was like three times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened in those three times? Why three times? Take us back.
Yeah, every time I moved to Hawaii, you know, that wasn't necessarily my first choice. But I came here just because I needed to get away. And so that was nice for the first time. And then I left, and I was happy to leave. And I was happy to go on new adventures and be with YWAM. And then I felt God call me back to finish my education. So that's why I came back in 2009. And that was really nice. It was great to finish my degree. I was really excited. And then I happened to meet someone special. I didn't think was very special to begin with, but ended up being very special. And so I met my future husband. He was kind of having his own time in between applying to med school. And he's a local boy from Eva Beach. You know, went to St. Teresa's and went to Punahou, and he was just coming back from his undergraduate. And so we met through New Hope Churches, through the young adult ministry. And so I was bound and determined to not let him bother my education, but he found his way in there. And so once I graduated, we decided we'd go back to Washington, and he'd see where he'd get into med school, and we'd just see where it took us. And I was happy to stay, and I was really actually looking forward to moving to Canada. And as we got closer and our relationship got stronger, we really realized that maybe this was forever. Maybe we wanted to really make that decision to be together. And so we did. And then we found out that he was moving back to Hawaii to go to UH Medical School. And I thought, oh, seriously? And so this would be my third time. Hanahou, Hanahou. I just couldn't get enough, I guess. So he was ready to go to JAPSM. He started in 2011 in July, and we got married in September. He flew back for Labor Day weekend so that we could get married. And then I called up New Hope Christian College, and my friend was working there at the time, and I said, "Hey, Landon, I'm coming back again. You know, is there a job position maybe? Is there something I could do there?" And that's when I got, the job position as a recruitment coordinator. So, third time's the charm, I guess.
I guess. Maybe God knows. There's a certain charm in you being here with your husband. You mentioned JABSM, John A. Burns School of Medicine. Mm-hmm. What was it about Justin and your, you know, he determinedly captured your heart. What was it between the two of you that was so special?
Oh, I think it was his dark skin. He's this handsome Filipino-Japanese man that was so exotic to me. I grew up in a very Dutch town with lots of tall white people.
It's that swarthy look.
Yes, the dark hair. Huh. He had that relaxed, enjoyable, adventurous. He was kind of a little bit like my older sister. We just always had fun together, and he always wanted to have fun. And I think what really drew me to him was that if something was difficult for him, if something didn't come easy, he didn't just let the failure of it get him down. He would try something, and if he wasn't very good at it, he'd either keep doing it or he'd try something else. And that was novel to me. I grew up as such a perfectionist, and I thought, man, if I'm not awesome at this, if I'm not great, then I am just a bad person. I'm horrible. I'm a failure. And that I just couldn't manage living like that. And Justin made it okay. And he made taking risks so much easier and so much more enjoyable.
Let's speak to your point. You mentioned about perfectionism. Was there any connection to that with what you discovered as a condition that gave you some challenges in your high school years with regards to anorexia, mm-hmm, and things of that nature?
Yeah, certainly. I find that a lot of people, not just girls, with eating disorders, they usually are in very high-pressured situations. And I had put so many expectations on myself. I expected myself to get great grades. I expected myself to always be happy, to always be pretty, just to always succeed, because I had maintained that level for a while. And then all of a sudden I couldn't anymore. And I couldn't operate at that superhuman capacity. I used to call it, you know, super Sarah. And now it was mediocre Sarah. And having an eating disorder like that, there's so much shame and there's so much weight of failing at things. And all you want to do is control the situation. And so for most of my life and for a lot of my adult life, I didn't know how to control situations that were getting out of hand. I didn't know how to handle bad emotions. I didn't know how to feel bad in the moment. I didn't know how to be depressed. I didn't know how to go through a hard time without finding some way of coping. And I think that having this type of disorder, you know, there's a genetic disposition to it. And it was just the way that I learned to deal with things. And it ingrained in such an early time in my life when I didn't even know it was happening. And then in my college years, when I became more bulimic and I understood that things were happening, it felt so awful. And I was so embarrassed about myself. And I felt like I was pretending and I was lying to people, and that I just wanted so badly to let people know who I really was. But yet I couldn't, because people don't know how to react to this kind of situation. People get uncomfortable when you talk about eating disorders. And they just think that you are concerned or not confident about what you look like. But when really you're just trying to find a way to manage feeling awful feelings, you're just trying to get through life. And you're trying not to fail at things, and you're trying to be okay with how things are.
Speak to someone today who is going through that, female, male, but going through and could be at various stages of ages. Mm-hmm. Speak to them. You already are, but directly. In their point of struggle, because they may or may not be able to process to the level of where you've come.
Certainly. One thing that really helped me be okay with where I was at, and the difficulty that I'll probably always have, is that everybody has a closet to come out of. You know, we use that a lot in reference to homosexuality, that people are coming out of the closet. But everyone has a difficult closet that they want to step out of. Everybody has a situation in their life where they want to be honest, but they're afraid of people's reactions. And they're ashamed of it themselves, or they're just uncertain how they're going to live once people know or once they speak it out. Because your words have so much truth and they have so much power. So if you're dealing with something like that, if you have an eating disorder, if you have some other type of disorder or some other coping mechanism, I think the best thing to understand is that shame is something that you choose to feel. It's not something that you have to feel. You can choose to live under that shame, or you can choose to live under the honesty of speaking truth.
That'll help. That'll help. What has helped you the most to cope?
I've found that being honest with people, with being honest with myself, like I said, it took me so many years to acknowledge that I did struggle with an eating disorder. You know, and with this type of disorder, you relapse a lot. And I'm 24 now, and it was something I started when I was 16. And here I am trying to be a good person and accomplished and educated, and yet I have this really weird issue going on in my life. So in order to get through that, I found that going through counseling, going through therapy, being in group sessions, being around people with the same disorder, there's a wonderful dietitian in Kaimuki who manages this kind of area, and she's really well-trained. She's been doing this for so many years. And being with her and being with that group of people has helped me be okay and help me own and be confident that, you know, I'm not going to relapse again, or I don't have to relapse again. I can find a peace and a truth in who I am and be okay with that.
You know, God sends people into our lives. And He sends people into our lives often in moments, in ways that we don't expect. Like you might be tuning in right now, or you might be driving and you've been listening to this. I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat and so grateful that Sarah is so transparent, so authentic. I mean, I think there is a freedom, a liberty that exists there as well. But with such grace, God sends her into our lives. The closet. You got a closet of difficulty to come out of. Well, I'm with you. I'm with you there. You're not alone. I've got my own closets. So, you, me, hey, the Lord sent Sarah to help us along with the hope found in Jesus. She'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
New Hope Christian College. It's a place where leaders are being raised. Dr. Randall Furushima is there steering the ship, and he has someone of great skill and great communicative ability by the name of Sarah Grubbs, who is the Director of Enrollment Management. She's here with us today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm blessed that you're with us, and I believe that you'll be blessed and that you are being blessed as you listen to this dear woman of God share her incredible and touching story. You can find out more at newhope.edu. Sarah, what's going on at New Hope Christian College?
We have a lot going on right now. Some of you may know New Hope Christian College as Pacific Rim Bible College or Pacific Rim Christian College. We've been around for 15 plus years, and we were first established by New Hope Church through Pastor Wayne Cordero, and we've really blossomed into this absolutely incredible, innovative source of higher Christian education that's really committed to integrating academic and spiritual development and instituting and developing servant-hearted leaders that are passionate about innovating for Christ and His world. So it's so exciting. You know, it's a neat opportunity for me because I am the enrollment manager, so I take that first call of someone who's interested. And I've been there. I've been that interested student, and I really believe in this education because it's my education.
You're vested.
Yeah, I'm all in. I paid that bill. I stand by it. I stand by the diploma. And so not everybody gets to talk to an enrollment person that has that sort of investment in there. And so we do have a lot coming up. Each semester we do preview days, and so you're allowed to come in if you've ever been interested in any way about the school, about just taking a class or enlisting in one of the programs. We have associates, bachelor's, and master's programs. You're welcome to do that. You can find out more information at our website, hawaii.newhope.edu, or you can always give us a call. We're right on Sand Island Access Road. And so we also have that. And then we have a fundraiser that we do annually. And if you're interested in that, you can find information too. We have been so blessed and supported by the community here in Hawaii. And we really want to honor that. As a school, we are so excited to offer biblical education to people of Hawaii. You know, being one of the only sources for that. People really come close, they commit, and they support the college. And we have just been overwhelmed by everyone's support and enthusiasm for us.
Spoken like a true statesman in education, I have a very, very high regard for Dr. Randall Furushima, one of the stellar minds when it comes to education and the higher levels of education. His prestigious training on even the levels that he's been trained And your faculty, what kind of subjects do you have there? You mentioned associates, bachelor's and master's programs. In what areas?
We focus in Christian ministry. We have Bible and pastoral ministry. And we also have creative arts. And so we have Pacific Rim School of the Arts called PERSA. And Kip Wilborn, he is the director of that. And so we really, you know, Hawaii, kids are so musical. I was so taken back when I moved here. I thought, why does everybody sing? Why does everybody sing karaoke? Maybe it's my Filipino in-laws, but everybody does, you know?
Well, you know, Filipinos have a special part in the karaoke world, right?
They do. And it is definitely a fun culture shock for me. I love it every time I go over. But it's just in these kids' bloods, and students that come over, they want to know about the Bible. They want to be in ministry, or they want to be in business, or they want to create their own business. But there's still this huge heart for music or dance or multimedia that they have an opportunity to have an outlet for. And then as far as the other ones, we have such a theological training. We have so many pastors and brilliant doctors and educators that teach, you know, how to interpret the Bible critically, how to ask those important questions, how to guide other people when they ask important questions, so that you really foster Christians that think critically, who know how to articulate what they're believing in.
And you not only have the professors that are trained at some of the finest institutions, mm-hmm. where they've gotten their bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees, but there's that ministry component where it's not just a cerebral activity. It's there's a pragmatic to it. It's practical. It's functional, and so you have the blend between the two in this overarching curriculum led by Dr. Randall Furushima. If somebody wants to find out more, I'm assuming that there's a point of connection with you mm-hmm. and with your staff. Again, let's reiterate, how can they connect?
Well, the first thing you could do is you can go to our website, hawaii.newhope.edu, or you can Google us, New Hope Christian College Hawaii. We're the first to pop up. Or you can give me a phone call, 853-4020. And I am the first point of contact. When you go to our website and you make a little comment or you fill out that application or inquiry link, it goes straight to my email, and I am an email fiend. I respond so promptly. I'm always excited to see the random questions that people have to ask me. And if you call, I'm happy to sit down with you, happy to take you on a campus tour. We are located so centrally. If you're a high schooler, if you're a parent of a high schooler, and it's expensive to fly to the mainland, it's expensive to go on a college tour, come to us, because if anything, your high schooler will feel what it's like to be on a college campus, and we're happy to provide that for them.
Can you give the number again, please?
Yes, it's 853-4020.
Okay, 808-853-4020. Sarah, someone might have a big question mark and they say, I don't know if I'm college material. But you know, there's a seedling in me of a desire that I've always wanted to improve, to get better, to learn more. What would you say to someone like that?
I would say, give me a call, send me an email. I've heard so many incredible stories, and we have such a variety of people who are students at the school. We have a retired serviceman using their GI Bill. We have mothers that have their kids in high school now, and they never finished their education, or they want to pursue a different type of education. We have graduates of UH Manoa who want to get a secondary degree. I mean, we have people who barely got their GED. And they're really interested and they're passionate about ministry, or they have a passion all their own and they think that New Hope Christian College can help them fulfill that passion. And so it's never a disappointment to ask a question, to find out.
I like the way you mentioned passion. You know, some people get on fire with passions sometimes later in life, and it's that spark of passion that is a ever glowing flame that didn't exist when you were in high school. So mm-hmm. don't let your high school performance preclude you from what God might have for you in this season of your life. And you know what? It's not just only about the graduation. That's a great high point, obviously. But it's the journey.
Mm-hmm.
The classes. Oh, extracting the most out of the moment, sitting there in class and just loving the learning. And you'll be able to get that at New Hope Christian College. Sarah, I'm wondering if you would lead in a prayer. You've shared so much of yourself. You've been so gracious in that way. If you could pray for someone who may be struggling with a certain form of maybe an eating disorder or just a struggle in general. And then also with regard to education.
Mm-hmm.
Could you lead us in a prayer?
Certainly.
Please.
Oh Lord, my God, you are so gracious. You are so present. You are the God over everything. You are so expansive, so transcendent, so loving, and so caring. And you listen to me when I'm upset, when I'm hurt, when I'm angry, and when I'm so confused. You don't shy away. You let me come to you like David. You let me say all of those feelings that I've held inside. And you don't turn away. You don't turn a blind eye. You don't scold me for saying things when I shouldn't, for not understanding what you're doing. Lord, I pray for those who have struggles too, who are at a spot where they are feeling full of shame and they're feeling confused. And I just pray that they would know that you are God. You are this sovereign God, this ultimate being. You are their ultimate concern. For those who are interested in education, who maybe don't think that they can succeed at anything, or maybe they failed at education before, or maybe they're sitting at their job, or they're in class and doing something completely different, but they've felt that there's an inclination for something different in their lives. Speak to them. Let them know that you're God, that you are who they should be ultimately concerned about. You are so loving, so forgiving, so present. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being my Father. Amen.
Amen. Sarah, and thank you. Thank you for being with us today. You have been a blessing indeed. Again, the website, you mentioned hawaii.inuhope.
Yeah, hawaii.newhope.edu.
Okay, hawaii.newhope.edu. But newhope.edu, there's a link there as well, right?
Yeah, we have an Oregon campus and we have a Hawaii campus.
Okay. So there's two options. Mm-hmm. But of course, she's in Hawaii, so she's...
little biased.
Yeah, a little biased here. And again, the phone number, 808-853-4020.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Grubbs. Sarah, the Director of Enrollment Management, working there hand-in-hand with Dr. Randall Furushima and the faculty and administration there at New Hope Christian College. Check it out. God, the destiny of the Lord may very well just be there for you, to develop you, to take you to the next level, personally and corporately. You will impact those around you. Dear one, I hope that you've been encouraged today from these very candid and generous insights shared from Sarah Grubbs. You know what? God's timing is absolutely perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Matthew 24:35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Sarah Grubbs. Find out more at hawaii.newhope.edu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro.
We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life Radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.